evening. This is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and may break the net at any time. So at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on May 17th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, which is on 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. Now, I'm wondering if there are any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations who would like to join us this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for EchoLink check-ins. Are there any stations on EchoLink who would like to join us? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in through EchoLink. And Kathy, it appears that I'm the only one in the queue so far.
All right, the net recognizes Kevin. And I'll just give another little pause to see if there's any other EchoLink stations. Okay, Kevin, you're up to the plate.
All right, good evening, Kathy, and hello to everyone up north. This is KD2FPM, Kevin James out here in Oneonta. We had a high of 71 here today. Currently it's 64, and we've only had a trace of rain so far today. It just took Brutus the Wonder Mutt out into the park for his nightly duties, and we just felt a couple of sprinkles on our way in. So not sure if that's indicative of what may be coming here shortly or if we're still a little ways off yet until the other part of the system comes through and cools things down a little bit. So we'll have to wait and see. I will tie the repeater down. I'll hand it back to you, Kathy. Thanks for being there. This is KD2FPM 73, back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thanks for joining us this evening. And nice you took your pupper out for a little walk. And we have 58 degrees here this evening, so as usual, we're cooler. So, well, thanks for joining us. This is KC2YXN Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
M2BFM, good evening, Kathy.
WA to you. Okay, that recognizes George and John. Anyone else out there, regular members and guests, who would like to check in?
That's Gibbia.
Good evening, Rich. Excellent. Okay, we have George, John, and Rich. So I'll go to the top of the list. George, how are you today?
Oh, good evening, Kathy, John, Kevin James, and everybody else on the net there, and Rich. We got a temperature here of 56 degrees. Temperature range was 55 to 75. Did have some on and off sometimes. It looked like it was going to rain, and all. We never got more than a couple of drops. Did some more, town of Roadbed, and there are the trains. I have to let that dry now the rest of the day and overnight before I can start on anything there. So, without it, went up and saw Mother today in the nursing home. Nothing too much eventful as that. No mail today. Yay, yay, yay. No junk mail, no bills, no nothing. Hey, hallelujah. And that's really about it. Nothing much else to report. So we'll say God bless, and 73 is that too. PFM clear.
Okay, George, glad to hear you had an uneventful day. Sometimes that's really something to celebrate. The other day, John and I had a comedy of errors. Everything we did fell apart. It was just amazing. So we were, an uneventful day would have been a good thing. Glad to hear you're doing well. Thanks for joining us. Up next is WA2U.
WA2U, well, good evening to George and Rich and Kevin James, and I don't know if anybody else that might be checking in or out there listening on the Black River Valley service set this evening. So, George is cooler than we are, that's a first, but I guess up in Watertown, their temperatures are dropping too. Yeah, we all have those days, so had a good day today. Got some of our CDs labeled and got them split up, you know, the ones here for the house, the ones for the camp, and trying to plan the activities for the weekend. One thing that's on the agenda, I don't know, those who might be interested, especially about music, the Deerfield Fire Department, on Sunday from 10 a.m., I think it is, until 5 p.m., from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., is having a great big CD, vinyl as in record, kind of a big meet or something. So that ought to be interesting. I forgot how many thousands of different things they do this once a year. So that's at the Deerfield Fire Department this Sunday. So if you're looking for some of those hard-to-find LPs, records, cassettes, or maybe even 8-tracks that are out of print, that might be a good place to meet. And there's probably some people that are doing various swap things too. So I'll have a little bit of a tip later, tech talk as usual, my Friday evening contribution, and we'll maybe see if there's some other people that will be joining us. Oh, we got to run out to run out and check on some lumber to build a deck for the camp, and I guess get some extra lumber here to build some raised beds for the garden. So, projects going on, and I mentioned yesterday we got the lawn chairs out and a few other things out, and the grill. So, hopefully we get some rain because it still is pretty dry out there. So, turn it back to net control, and maybe there'll be some other people joining us with announcements, comments, or information, letting us know how things are in their amateur world. WA2U, back to net.
Okay, John. Good to have you checking in. Next on our roster is Rich. Rich, how are things with you?
Well, yeah, I was hoping to be a lot better, but it's not working that way.
I didn't get you there, Rich. Can you repeat that, please?
I myself am doing quite well, but my luck so far today isn't running very well. It got really hot and stifling in this apartment today. And they were changing the insulation here. So there's fiberglass insulation all over the place. They never cleaned it up. And I called the one of the board members, and they were she was getting too tired and I could go on home. So she did. And now I'm trying to program my Bullfang radio, the 8HP. And it doesn't want to program. I don't know what's going on here, what I'm doing wrong or what, but I've got all my frequencies ready to go in and it does not want to take them for some reason. figure it out eventually, I hope. If not, I don't want to put in 60 frequencies by hand, so that would drive me nuts. Okay, back to you, Cass, 7388, and hello to everybody that's on the net. That's KPL.
Okay, Rich, well, I'm sure you'll be able to figure it out. You're quite a good tech guy, so that's good, and I'm glad you had some company today, which is always good, kind of a cloudy day as we had here, so it's nice to have a visitor on that note, so good. Glad to hear you're doing good. Okay, this is KC2YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2WI.
Okay, Net recognizes KC2WI. Anyone else who would like to join us? Alrighty, Pete. Thanks for checking in with us this evening, and I know you were busy today, as you usually are. So, how did you spend your day today?
KC2WI. Well, I spent it extremely inefficiently. I spent the last 2 days up at Big Moose Lake working on new system installations and had some major issues. Server that didn't work really the way it was supposed to, and lack of support, brand new item. It's really, really frustrating when you have something that doesn't work the way you think it should, and I don't think it was correct, and you know, try to get a little support on a thing you just paid good money for. And really, every time, this happens occasionally, and it's always it's Microsoft problems, and a server that, in this case, one of the issues was getting the server to allow the waste workstations to talk to it, even though you set it to say no, turn off password protected sharing, and that, of course, explicitly that means it says right on the control, users, I don't know if it's, I don't look backwards, but basically, users can access this machine without having an account, no username and password on the machine. So basically, what used to be called simple file sharing. Guess what? It doesn't work. So then you try to figure it out. You do a lot of poking around, and you do some research online, which of course is sometimes extremely productive immediately, but a lot of times it's just a whole bunch of other people making their wild-ass guesses at what you should do, or something that actually solves the problem, but it's not your problem, it's a little different situation, and then you call the guys who sold you the thing, who's supposed to support it, and they have a warranty, but they say, well, you know, it's a hardware warranty, and we can't answer your question after you, spend an hour or two with them. They say, well, this is a question for Microsoft. Okay, give me their phone number. So I knew, exactly where this is going. So you get them on the phone, and they say, what's your support, what is your support contract or your support agreement or whatever it is. Well, I don't have one of those. This is a brand new product. Well, it'll be $495 for a one-time, one single incident support. Well, you're out of your frickin' mind on something that's brand new and isn't working the way it's supposed to. So then you go back to the vendor, and they say, well, I said, you guys are Microsoft's, you were server partner of the year you advertised a couple years ago. Well, we can't talk to Microsoft either. You're out of your mind. You're building thousands of computers, and you're selling Microsoft products, and you're a Microsoft partner, and you don't get any support from Microsoft. And you go around and around. So Microsoft is the evil empire. I I firmly believe that. Unless you are a very big customer and you have spent a lot of money with them for support, you know, or one of their various plans, you can forget it. So, I've always felt this way, but I'm really getting more and more to feel this way, that if you don't have to buy anything from Microsoft, including Windows, don't do it. And an awful lot of people could use a Linux computer. In this case, no, because we got to run QuickBooks Enterprise. QuickBooks doesn't run on Linux, but they're still relying on that. Anyway, very, very, very frustrating. Lots of hours that I'm not going to be able to charge full price for because, you know, I have to keep the customer happy, even though, as far as I'm concerned, it's not my fault. And Microsoft gets off scot-free, and everybody else gets screwed. That's Microsoft. And anyway, so obviously you can tell I'm not too happy. And then we had another new machine, just didn't boot up right. I couldn't repair it. I did a recovery, made a recovery. Or, especially when it got nicer in the afternoon, I could have gone out in the sun for a while when it was 70-whatever degrees. So, very frustrating day. I did get a couple things done at the end of the day. I did take the thing in, but it will sit there till Monday because they don't pick up any UPS stuff on Saturday. So, that was my day, and my last 3 days was just a total, 50% productivity or whatever. Anyway, I heard John say something about tech tips or tech talk, and it would be fun to do that here on occasion. And also, if anybody's interested in trying some FL Digi digital stuff, I'm always open to doing that on the radio. So if anybody's interested in playing around with that, let me know. KC2WI.
KC2YXN, oh Pete, I feel bad for you. Computers are such a, can you think about how life would be without them, you know? People say I can't live without my smartphone or computers, but you know what? People have to use the telephone, oh heck. Have to talk to each other, actually go over to somebody's house and visit instead of texting everybody, so I don't know. I mean, I use a computer. I like to look up things on it. That's my main use of it, but I used it at work all the time, and I don't know. Anyway, I'm sorry you had a bad day. I wish I had a magic fairy wand to wave over you, but I'll do it anyway. I'm waving my magic fairy wand to make it better. So, there you go. Okay, Pete. Thanks for joining us this evening. KC2YXN. The Black River Valley Service Net. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins this evening? Please call now.
Answer KPR query.
And to KPR, okay, go ahead.
At for KC2WI, what frequency is that that you usually on?
Sorry, I was crinkling paper here. I decided to make a little fire in the wood stove, and it's just a little chilly because I left all the windows open, not anticipating I'd be out this long, and got some stuff I want to burn up anyway, so put a little wood in, a little paper, but go ahead, Sagan.
Now, what frequency does the FM Digi on? Is it used on?
Any frequency you want. All you need to do is get audio into and out of the audio transmitting device. I mean, you could do it on the telephone for that matter. FRS radio, whatever. I would say, unless we can't hear each other direct on 2 meters, so do it on a repeater. That's what they do up in St. Lawrence County, usually they have a digital net between about 7 and 9. I didn't have it tonight, and I can't really get into it anyway from here. So basically, all you need to do is have FL Digi and maybe FL Message. Those are the two main programs for doing digital messaging. And have that on a computer, and the computer has to have a speaker and a microphone, and the radio has to have a speaker and a microphone, and you just key the radio manually. And then get that working, and then you go to, then if you're going to do it, you know, regularly, then you rig up an interface so you've got the hardwired audio in and out and push to talk one by one method or another. But, you know, any frequency, any mode that gets audio, if you do it on HF, it's always upper sideband. And that there are designated or common frequencies that are used, like 14.070 on 20 meters and 7070 on 40 meters and stuff like that. KC2WI.
Okay, Roger that. I remember seeing the frequency used on 2 meters and I couldn't remember what it was, don't remember where I saw it. So, was wondering. I got the three programs downloaded. I just wanted to find out before I finished getting this radio done so I can, I would have it programmed and I could just transfer everything else over to the other radio. So. Alright, Chris Lappy, back to you, N2KPI.
Okay, Rich and Pete, thank you for that bit of information. Okay, KC2YXN, any other further comments, queries, or late check-ins at this point in time?
KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I think, Rich, you were probably thinking of APRS, and there's probably a designated one for UHF, but the standard APRS frequency, which is a totally, I mean, it's digital, but it's packet, whereas FL Digi and that stuff is the only similarity is that it's, you know, it's digital transmission, but it might be FSK, and it might be some of the similar things, but it's not a packet, and it's basically anywhere you want to do it that digital is allowed on HF or anywhere on VHF. I'm trying to remember 144.3 or something like that, 144.390, I'm pretty sure, is the APRS simplex, or, you know, the APRS frequency, common APRS frequency, but this is different. KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, thanks for the relay of that information. And I think we do have one more comment here. Go ahead.
WA2U with a tech tip.
All right, WA2U, wonderful. We have a tech tip for all of us to partake of. Go ahead.
Okay, and I, WAT, I want to confirm that, yep, 144.39, you're right, Pete, that's the frequency. And just a comment about the computer stuff. I know a lot of people have been upgrading to Windows 10 and doing that, and I've got a few friends, and they said they're not doing it. They're just going to buy a brand new computer or get a clean start, and they've had too many other people or other. The great weather's coming, the spring is here. I guess we've all confirmed that, and so we all think of, a lot of us think of portability, and about a year or two ago, I wanted something simple. I didn't want an iPhone with all the, you know, you've got iHeartRadio, and you got all the stuff, but a true AM, that's right, amplitude modulation, and FM, frequency modulation, a little transistor radio, and so I searched around, and I found a radio through through Universal, where I happen to like a lot of the shortwave receivers, and it's by a company called Sanjian. It's the model Delta Tango 200 X-ray. That's Delta Tango 200 X-ray. It's AM and FM. It runs on two AA batteries. You can put it in your pocket. It does have a belt clip, although you don't have to put it on. It's magnificent black. You can put a set of headphones in, which act as an antenna, and you can listen to stereo or magnificent mono. You can turn the speaker off. You can go up. It has the entire AM broadcast band. In other words, I don't know, 520 to 1710 and the FM broadcast. And it is a hot AM receiver, meaning sensitivity and selectivity is great. I would put it on a par with those, remember, the GE Super Radio 2 or the GE Super Radio 3, except you can put this in your pocket. I think they're at about 50 bucks or so. It does have a digital output on it, a digital display. So it does have a knob for the volume control, the traditional thumb knob, and it has up and down keys. Very easy to store memories. You can have, I think, 18 memory spots. You mix and match. They don't have to be in any particular bank. You can do AM, FM. It does have a sub-bass boost on it, but it's probably only about 2.5 inches, maybe 3 inches, maybe a half an inch thick with a belt clip on it. So it's really hard to find the 9-volt true transistor radios, but if you're going portable, you want a real radio to go out camping or somewhere, something that's not big, someplace where you have no telephone. And of course, there's an amateur radio twist to this, too. To get that call sign in there, so HSID going through. Race call. It's a great way to snip out the RF if you're having some problems in your neighborhood. You don't want to schlock a big radio around. You can take this out, and it's great for finding any kind of RF problems you have because it's so small and portable. And for Pete, KC2WI, I would be remiss. There's a lot of, we have different tools for tweaking circuit boards and fixing things and stuff, but I'm going to hand it to Kathy. I have the ultimate solution for the computer problems, and I'll let her describe it. This is a permanent fix, and it will fix it, and you will have no headaches after. WA to you, handing the mic over to NetControl.
KC2YXN, well, I call this the basher. It's plain orange, and it probably weighs about 08 pounds, and it has a cylinder at the top and a long handle, and I call it the basher. So it's a sand-filled hammer. So that's one of our tech solutions. Another thing, good thing I like about the Sanjian radio is, in the past, I remember transistor radios had that awful tinny sound. But this has a wider range, wider range of sound, and it has better highs and lows, and it also has a weather radio capability on it. So I like that. So, and that's our humor bit. But I do have a joke, too. So, any other comments? Oh, WA2U, I believe, has another comment.
Yeah, WA2, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but Pete, you'll get a kick out of this. I got to put this back out on the chainsaw table. We've had a number of radios, and Sanjian is, if they did this with computers, probably no one would make money. But I've called up a lot of times, they say, there's something wrong with the radio. Oh, you return it. New one. So that's their policy. Radio no worker, you get a brand new one. Wouldn't that be nice with computers? WA to you. Back to net.
KC2YXN, that'll be the day. All right, any other comments, queries, or late check-ins for us this evening?
KC2WI.
Okay, Pete, go ahead.
I finished your sentence, because when you were saying it's on par with, immediately that is exactly what came into my head. GE Super Radio. And my father's got one that I got for him back when I was working for GE, I guess. And they really are good. They're not, you know, you don't put them in your pocket, but they just don't, you know, I don't think many people pay much attention to AM radio at all. It's like an afterthought if it's on a radio. But yeah, it's the good old GE Super Radios. They had a nice big speaker. They sounded good. They had good sensitivity. He uses it on the D batteries, even though he's in the house, but I think he's, you know, he doesn't plug it in that much, and the batteries have lasted for, like, years. KC2WI.
Pete, I actually, my dad used to have one, too. He used to watch the ball games on it, and you could really hear the crack of the bat there and the crowd and everything, and it put really good sound speakers on it. Good, okay, well, thanks for that, Pete. And before I close the night, I'll give our Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. Did you hear that NASA has launched several Holsteins into low Earth orbit? It was the herd shot around the world. I will now close the Black River Valley service net and return the frequency to regular amateur use. But before I do that, I'd like to thank everyone who joined us this evening. Kevin, George, John, Rich, and Pete. And all you listeners, scanner listeners out there, I know you're out there. Thanks for listening, too. So everybody have a great weekend. Hopefully the weather will cooperate and we'll have some nice sunshine. But whatever it is, enjoy what you're doing. And we'll talk to you again. This is KC2YXN 73 and clear.
All right, this is KD2FM. I'll be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. Great tech talk.
SMS from Matt Riddling or KD2JWZ. PCFDG.
We'll be able to chat more on radios here soon. I have a really cool radio that I use also, just to advise you. It's a Grunding, I believe is how it's pronounced, and it's an AM, FM, and shortwave. So hopefully I'll share that with you guys next time. Until then, 73 KD2FM is clear.
This is KD2DXF for the Oneida County Traffic and Emergency Net. You want to call up on the phone call 655-KC2MPU machine. Looking for stations so I can check in with or without traffic, and of course all stations are always welcome. Stations for now, please.
And to KPO.
I caught N2K, if not the last was purple.
N2KPR.
Well, I got another one, N2KC, or N2KC is Zulu. I'm still not copying your final.
November 2, Kilo, Papa Romeo.
Okay, I got you that time. Any further stations, but you check on this is KD2DXF. This is Acton. This is Acton, looking for any further stations. DXF, make my final call for Acton.